Clipping small branches. Clipping small branches. Behind the monastery, we have a very pleasant backyard and side yard with several very lovely trees in it. About six or eight pine trees that soar into the sky so beautifully, and a few other trees that are very lovely for shade. And as I walk along in the backyard, looking around, seeing how beautiful everything is, I sometimes brush my head on branches. And little branches are sticking down and brushing me. And I have a clippers at the Hermitage, and this clippers is what I use to clip all my branches down here. And so I stick the clippers in my pocket, and when I'm up at the monastery, I take the clippers out and put it up on the shelf. And then, when I'm going to go walking in the backyard, I take my clippers along. And gently I reach up and clip off all the small branches. The branches that brush my head. The branches that would soon be longer. I do this maybe once every couple of months. And as I do it every couple of months, the branches stay trimmed very nicely. And I never have to trim big branches, which take a lot of pressure, a lot of strength. But they're always small branches, just the little guys. And then I pick up the branches and I throw them over the fence so they can go down the hill. And later, as I am outside, I'll take the rake and rake everything down the hill all at once. But if I trim my branches every once in a while, trim the small branches, the task is very easy. The task of maintaining the beautiful yard, the beautiful trees in the yard, where I can walk around the yard and not have the trees brush against my head, it only takes a second. It only takes a moment. I was visiting my brother Ray in Hammett a while back, and as I walked through his backyard, the branches were quite low. And Ray had difficulty seeing. And so I would go out in his yard each time I'd go and visit him, and I'd take the clippers, and I'd clip off the branches so that as he would walk under the trees, he would not have the branches brush him. And I did this for years. And it was a simple, easy task. It was sort of easy to do. And then I'd clip the overhanging vines that sometimes hung down, and I would trim here and there. It wasn't a big job. Anything I did in about 10 minutes or maybe 12, and I'd go out and just trim them easily and nicely and wonderfully. It made me feel good. And I was happy to think that Ray wouldn't be bumping against those branches as he walked around the yard with his dog. It was a wonderful thing to be able to keep things nice like that. Wherever I go, I do that. Wherever I go, I like to make sure that all the little things are in order. And I don't often ask people whether they want it or they don't want it. I just do it. Because I know if I say, "Do you want it?" they'd say, "Oh, don't you bother. Don't go to any bother." But if I just do it and put the branches away in the trash, and make everything look beautiful, quickly, easily, magnificently, it's done. And usually there's no comment about it, because as people walk around and they're not brushed by the branches from the low-hanging branches of the trees, they don't even think about it. They're not there. They're not a bother. And it's such an easy task for me, because I've always liked taking the snow and shoveling to the very edge of the sidewalk. Always shoveling the snow neat and clean and wonderful. Always sweeping the walks and sweeping the drive and sweeping everything so that it was looking beautiful and looking wonderful. These are simple, easy little tasks to do, but if we do them as we go along, they do not become burdensome. They do not become overwhelming. They just are simple little tasks that we do, and they are done easily. If I were to ask our handyman to come over and do the trimming of those bushes, he would do them. He'd do a good job. He'd take several hours to do it, and he'd trim it here and trim it there. Whereas when I go out there, in just a few minutes, I go clip, 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 and immediately pick up the branches and dispose of them, and the place looks wonderful, and it's all clipped. We can make a job out of something, or we can just maintain it. And this is what the word maintenance means. It's a beautiful word. It's a wonderful word. It's a word that has great capacity for all of us, maintenance. If we maintain our homes and our yards and our cars and our houses and our clothing, if we maintain all these things, it's amazing how long they stay beautiful and useful to us. If we would dust off our shoes whenever we come in from out of doors, dust them off with a piece of paper towel or something, and just make them lovely and clean. It's not a matter of shining our shoes every time we do anything, but it's a matter of making them look beautiful. I have some Crocs that I wear when I'm in the garden or when I'm walking around the property in our meditation paths, and the Crocs, they get dust all over the toes and all over them. And so every once in a while, I'll just take the Crocs when I'm in the bathroom and take a piece of toilet paper and moisten it and wipe off the Croc, and it's all beautiful and clean. And people say, "My, you have such new Crocs all the time. They're always so new." Well, when we maintain things, it does seem as though they're new. It does seem as though they're very special. And of course, they are very special. Can we maintain our lives too? Can we maintain our lives whenever we see something that disturbs us a little bit? We say, "All is in divine order." We always say that. All is in divine order. Whenever anything irritates us or claims our attention or says to us that this is not a happy situation, and we immediately speak our word that all is in divine order. We immediately speak our word that all is beautiful and all is good and all is wonderful. We immediately speak our word. And when we immediately speak our word, it seems as though it has always been perfect. It has always been beautiful. They say of a car that's in mint condition, just like coins that come out of the mints, they're in mint condition, they're perfect. Well, if we take care of our cars, if we polish it, if we make sure not to scratch it or not to bump it or anything, and if we do bump it or do scratch it, immediately we go and have the little work done, the detail work done, and it always looks like it's in mint condition. It's always done beautifully. In our life, we have the privilege of maintaining our thoughts as beautiful, uplifting, fantastic thoughts that are joyful and wonderful. In our life, we have the privilege of making everything seem so beautiful. Everything seems so fantastic. Everything seems so joyous. But it's up to us. It's up to us if this is what we want to do. And if this is what you want to do, you do it by every day. Those little momentary things that are so wonderful, that are so beautiful, that are so fantastic, they're so glorious. Are you ready for that? Are you ready for such an experience? Well, if you just maintain things as you go along, clipping the small branches and making sure that everything is beautiful and good, you'll see to yourself that everything is indeed beautiful and good. Everything is fantastic. Everything is marvelous. Everything is delightful, wonderful, fantastic. And it's because we have maintained it as we went along. Join me in this wonderful maintenance of my thoughts, my life, my world, my bushes, my trees, my guitars and myself, and know that it is good and very good, and it is in divine order now. All is in divine order. I love you. I love you. I love you.